章。
Let us all now flip to Isaiah 37.
Isaiah 书三十七章三十一节。
Isaiah 37 verse 31.
犹大家所逃脱剩余的，人要往下扎根，向上结果。
Once more, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above.
三十二节，必有一圣的名从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。万军之主的热心必成就这事。
32, for out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
我们成为真耶稣教会的信徒，这个不是偶然的。
When we are now the member of the True Church,
它不是 occasionally.
It's not okay. It doesn't cover occasionally.
这是因为神他发热心而有的。
It is because of the zeal of God that this is accomplished.
所以我们也一定能够成为那个移民。
So that we may become a remnant.
那早上我们有查考过为什么我们要成为移民。
And this morning we have studied the reasons why we should become a remnant.
为什么我们不怕我们是少数？
Why we should not be fearful that we are few in numbers.
因为我们知道其实这当中是很大的神的爱，神的恩典。
We know that this is because of God's grace and God's great love.
当我们了解一件事情之后，我们就不会害怕。
And once we realize something, we will not be afraid of it anymore.
当我们了解一件事情，我们就能够更勇敢。
When we understand something, we can become more courageous.
我们要勇敢地做一个真耶稣教会的信徒。
We must courageously become a member of the Jesus Church.
我们要勇敢地来敬畏神，遵守神的道理。
We must courageously obey God and do what He commands us.
我们看回以赛亚书三十五章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 35.
好，我们继续来看这个蒙拣选的恩典。
So we can learn more about the joy of the redeemed.
第八节。
Verse 8.
在那里必有一条大道，称为圣路，污秽人不得经过，必专为俗民行走。行走行路的人虽愚昧，也不致失迷。
And highway there will be there, and will be called a way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go about on it.
第九节，在那里并没有狮子、猛兽，也不登这路，在那里都亦不见，只有俗民在那里行走。
9. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there.But only the redeemed will walk there.
第十节，并且主救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到锡安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
And the ransom of the Lord will return; they will enter Zion with singing; everlasting joy will crown their heads; gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
在第九节告诉我们说我们没有惧怕。
Verse 9 tells us that there is nothing we should fear.
他在这里用这个狮子啦、猛兽啦来描写、形容人的惧怕。
Lion and ferocious beast actually symbolizes the fear of a man.
真的，你如果手上没有武器，你遇到这种猛兽，那个是很让人害怕的。
For indeed, if you meet up ferocious beasts without any weapons in your hand, you will become fearful.
这个伯恩教会有两个姐妹有一个星期天早上，她们相约去 hiking.
There are two sisters in Baldwin Park Church, and one morning they went on a hike.
结果遇到了熊。
And they met a bear.
这本来是一件很高兴的事情。
Actually, it's supposed to be a joyful event, joyful thing.
在一条这个不太有水的小溪流，熊在那边，他们在这一边。
And they were, they saw the bear across the stream that didn't really have too much water.
他们有点紧张，他们走得更快，那一头熊就跟他们一样的快，并行的走。
So they got a little nervous, so they walked faster, but the bear started walking faster along with them.
他们又不敢跑。
They were afraid to run.
他们希望赶快有其他的人被他们遇见。
And they hoped to run into other humans.
平常那边会有很多人来 hiking, 那一天不晓得为什么一直都没有人。
And usually that trail had a lot of hikers, but for some reason that day the place was deserted.
他们手上有带手机，也都紧张到不晓得说打个手机求救。
They carried their cell phones, but they were so nervous and scared that they didn't occur to them to use their cell phone and call for help.
那后来总算没有事情了。
At the end, nothing happened.
但是。我们可以去想象那种你手上没有武器，你遇到熊、狮子这一类，真的是很让人害怕的。
But we can imagine the terror that one would feel if you meet upon ferocious beasts like lions and bears without any sort of weapons with you.
在第九节说，只有这个被救赎的人在那边行走。
And verse 9 said only the redeemed will walk there.
那没有这些。其他的没有这些猛兽。
And there will be no ferocious beast.
那什么是这些救赎的人？
And who are these redeemed?
就是在追求先求神的国、神的义的人。
Those who seek first God's righteousness and God's kingdom.
当我们每一个人都认真的来追求神的国跟神的义。
If every one of us earnestly pursue after God's righteousness and His kingdom.
那我们每一个人都会变成一样。
Then all of us will become the same.
有时候我们在形容一个人。
Sometimes when we're trying to describe someone.
我们说这个人很温和，就好像绵羊一样。
Perhaps we'll say they're very gentle like sheep.
有时候我们形容一个人他很凶恶，就好像猛兽一样。
Or we could say they're very ferocious and ugly, like a beast.
我们在生活当中很怕遇到这种好像猛兽的人。
And we are terrified to meet people who act like beast.
那这里说只有这些被救赎的人走在这个路上。
But here it says that only the redeemed will walk here.
我们请看以赛亚书六十五章。
Let's also look at Isaiah chapter 65.
以赛亚书六十五章
Isaiah 65
二十五节
Verse 25
豺狼必以羊羔同食，狮子必吃草，以牛一样，尘土必作蛇的食物。在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。这是主说的。
Verse 25 The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, but dust will be the serpent's food.They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord.
这里说在神的圣山，所有的一切都不互相伤害。
So here it tells us that on God's holy mountain, none will harm each other.
我们每一个人都有不同的个性。
Every one of us have a bit different personality.
我们每一个人都非常的独特。
We're very unique.
但是当我们都成为了被救赎的百姓
But when we become the redeemed of God
我们都努力的在先求神的国跟神的义
And we are all actively pursuing after his kingdom and his righteousness
我们都努力的来成为这个移民进入至圣所
We all are becoming like this remnant trying to enter the temple
the
sanctuary, the holy of holies
那么我们的生活一定不会互相伤害。
Then we will not harm each other.
这个是我们要去追求的目标。
And this is the goal that we need to pursue.
那这个就是在使徒时代那个原始的教会他们所拥有的。
And this is what the apostolic church had at that time.
我们请看到使徒行传第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
在五旬节圣灵降临之后，因为他们领受了圣灵。
When the Holy Spirit came upon them on the day of the Pentecost,
那圣灵改变了他们。
The Holy Spirit changed them.
圣灵也成为一个很大的见证。
The Holy Spirit became a great testimony.
圣灵来见证主耶稣已经复活了。
To testify that Jesus Christ has resurrected.
当时有很多人，他们看见、听见圣灵的降临。
That time, a crowd had seen the descendant of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经记载着说，当时就有3000个人，他们受洗，来归入主耶稣的名下。
So it records that day 3,000 people were baptized and they believed.
使徒行传2:43-47就描写他们所过的生活。
So Acts chapter 2, verse 42-47 described the life they had.
本来在一个楼上那边祷告求圣灵的有120个人。
At first, there was 120 people praying together in one place for the Holy Spirit.
那一些都是跟随过主耶稣的，包括了主耶稣的门徒。
And that group had followed Jesus, and it included the disciples of Jesus.
光是主耶稣 的门徒啊，他们就常常意见不一样。
And even among the disciples of Jesus, they had their own sometimes conflicting opinions.
比如说，约翰跟雅各他们曾经要求主耶稣让他们一个坐耶稣的左边，一个坐耶稣的右边。
For example, John and James had once asked one to sit on the right hand of Jesus, the other on the left hand.
他们曾经为了谁来当首领，曾经争执过。
They were arguing over who would lead.
现在不但120个人，现在是变成3000个人。
But now there wasn't just 120 people, there were 3,000 people.
但是我们看43-47这一段，在描写他们过怎样的生活。
But verse 42-47 described the fellowship that they had.
他们的生活里头真的没有彼此的伤害。
You could see that they did not hurt or harm each other.
他们是过着彼此帮助、彼此相爱的生活。
They led a life of love, of helping each other.
相信在他们当中，可能有人本来的个性好像是狮子，好像是猛兽。
It is possible that some of them had personalities that were like ferocious beasts or like lions.
但是现在他们不再伤害人了。
But now they do not hurt each other.
因为他们在求神的国跟神的义。
Because they are pursuing after God's righteousness and God's kingdom.
那最起初这些人都是犹太人。
In the beginning, they were all Jews.
他们同种族，所以容易沟通。
So it was very easy for them to communicate among each other since they were all Jews.
我们再看到《使徒行传》的13章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 13.
这里再提到安提阿的教会。
It now talks about the church of Antioch.
在一开始提到几个人的名字。
It mentioned a couple people's names.
那这些人的名字都代表着不同的种族。
And these names represent different groups.
Race.
或者不同的背景。Or people of different backgrounds.
但是他们都在一个教会里头。
But they were all within one church.
他们在一起来带领这个教会。
They were all together and they were guiding the church.
有时候所谓的差异就会造成彼此之间的冲突。
Perhaps sometimes they would have conflicting opinions and they would have conflicts among each other.
那有冲突就会有这个彼此的伤害。
And where there are conflicts, there might be harm.
但是在这里所说的，他们没有这些冲突，所以没有伤害。
But there were no conflicts among them, so they did not harm each other.
因为他们在一起敬拜神，在一起祷告。
Because they worship God together and they pray together.
他们一起来做圣工。
They did the holy work together.
真的没有伤害，所以就没有害怕的事情。
They did not harm each other and they were not afraid of anything.
到了使徒行传15章。
In Acts chapter 15,
这个保罗已经开始很积极的把这个福音传给非犹太人。
Now Paul has started preaching it, the gospel to the Gentile, to not those are not Jews.
那犹太人跟非犹太人的生活本来就有很大的差异。
And The lives between a Jew and a Gentile, it's fundamentally different.
哦，那有差异就会有冲突。
And because they're different, they might have some conflict.
那有冲突就会有伤害。
And where there's conflict, there might be hurt and harm among each other.
哦，是的，一开始的时候这些差异造成了他们当中的一些冲突。
So indeed, some of their dispute brought about some of the conflicts among them.
哦，但是他们能够把它解决了。
But they were able to resolve their disputes.
哦，所以没有造成伤害。
So they were did not harm each other.
为什么？
And why?
哦，因为他们都是被救赎的百姓。
Because they were all the saved ones of God.
哦，他们的所以他们能够很和睦的生活在一起。
That's why they were able to live together peacefully.
所以如果我们都努力的，来进入这个至圣所。
So if we all strive to enter this holy of holies.
那我们当中就不会有伤害的事情。
Then we will not harm or hurt each other.
教会这个团体真的是一个非常非常独特的团体。
The church fellowship, the fellowship of the church is indeed unique.
因为在这里没有伤害的事情。
Because there's no harmful things here.
所以来到教会很平安，没有害怕。
So when we come to church, we're very peaceful. We are not afraid.
这个世界上是充满着很多的危险。
This world is filled with dangers.
常常让人是觉得害怕的。
With things that often frequently make people afraid.
但是感谢神，我们要让教会成为一个让人没有惧怕的地方。
Thank God, we have to make this church a place where no one fears anything.
再请看回以赛亚书三十五章。
Isaiah. 35. Let's flip back to Isaiah 35.
35章第十节。
Verse 10.
上半句话说，并且神所救赎的民必归回。
Verse 10 said, "And the ransom of the Lord will return."
我们都要经历了归回的这一个经验。
We all have to go through this process of returning.
本来遗失，现在又得回来。
For we were lost, but now we're back.
本来死了，又复活了。
We were dead, but now we are alive again.
在信仰的道路上面，我们要有这样的体验。
And this walk of faith, we should have this type of experience.
遗失了又找回来，那是一种难以形容的喜悦。
We were lost, but we are now found.
在信仰的道路上面，我们甚至好像死了又复活。
In the walk of faith, we were like those who are dead, but then resurrected.
当我们真的进入至圣所。
So when we enter the Holy of Holies.
真的我们会有这种死而复活的这种喜乐。
We will have this joy that we are resurrected again from the dead.
就好像路加福音十五章那个做父亲的，他说我们应当喜乐。
Just like in Luke 15, the father there said, we should now rejoice.
他说我这个孩子是遗失了，现在又找回来。
My son was lost, but now he is found.
我这个孩子是死了又复活的。
My son was dead, but now he's back, he's alive.
那我们就是那个孩子。
We are that son.
不但父亲是喜乐，我们这个孩子也是充满着喜乐。
That the father is joyful, but also the son is very joyful too.
我们再来把这个故事稍微看一下。
Why don't we review the story?
路加福音十五章。
Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章。
Luke chapter 15.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
18. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
我们不但得罪人，我们也得罪神。
Not only we have sinned against man, we also sinned against the Father.
哦，在这样的情况之下，我们没有路可以走。
In this circumstance, we have no other roads to take.
十九节。
Verse 19.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired men.
哦，但是我们还是要必须要活下去。
But we still need to live.
哦，我们还是必须要回到天父那里。
We have to return back to the Father.
哦，但是我们实在不配。
But we're not worthy.
哦，所以我这个儿子啊，他也自己认为他不再不配称为是儿子。
And this son also realized that he is no longer worthy to be called a son.
哦，他只求父亲能够可怜他，把他当一个雇工。
He only asked that the father have mercy on him and make him one like one of his hired men.
哦，因为他想要继续活下去。
Because he wants to continue living.
哦，所以他需要成为父亲的雇工。
So he needs to become one of the father's hired men.
啊，二十节。
Verse 20.
于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远。他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
哦，我们的视力范围可以看得到的范围是远还是近呢？
So when we look, can we look very far or near?
哦，我们眼睛看得到的，算是远还是近？
What we see with our eyes, does it count as far or near?
只要我们肉眼看得到的，应该都算近。
What we could see with our physical eyes is probably something we could consider close.
哦，但是这个父亲觉得说很远。
But here it says, while he was a long way off.
哦，所以父亲要用跑的。
So the father would have to run to him.
哦，因为他觉得怎么那么远，我要赶快的拥抱我的孩子。
He felt that he was a long way off, so he had to run so he can hug his son.
哦，这个孩子看到父亲跑过来。
So the son saw his father running toward him.
哦，是何等的感动。
He was very moved.
啊，二十一节。
Verse 21.
儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后不配称为你的儿子。”
The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son."
这个本来是很难说出口的话。
At first, the sentence is very hard to say the sentence out loud.
哦，但是他必须说出来。
But he has to say it.
啊，但是他没有讲完。
But he did not finish the sentence.
哦，因为最后还有一句说把我当成雇工。
Because he still need to do that phrase, make me like one of your hired men.
哦，但是父亲没有等他讲完。
The father did not wait for him to finish his sentence.
二十二节。
In verse 22.
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
But the father said to his servant, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him.Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet.
啊，父亲没有等孩子把话讲完。
The father did not wait for his son to finish speaking.
父亲不要把他当成雇工。
Because the father did not want to make him like one of his hired men.
啊，父亲要把他仍然当作是孩子。
The father wants to treat him as a son.
父亲要让这个儿子体验父亲的爱，父亲的赦免。
The father wants the son to experience the father's compassion and the father's love.
父亲要让他恢复儿子的身份。
The father wants him to go back to his position of being a son.
哦，所以说把那个上好的袍子给他穿上。
That's why he put the best robe on him.
哦，这个给他的啊，给他穿上鞋子。
Put sandals on his feet.
哦，让他能够好好的行走。
So that he can walk well.
把戒指再戴在他的指头上。
Put a ring on his finger.
哦，他是我的孩子，他是有权柄的。
To show that this is my son and he has the power.
哦，所以归回是这么一件美妙的事情。
So how beautiful it is to be able to come back.
哦，在至圣所里头是这么美妙的事情。
How beautiful it is to re-enter the Holy of Holies.
哦，只要我们在信仰上，我们多一份的努力。我们就要有多一份的体验。
If in our faith we try just that one extra step, we will experience an extra.
我们都希望需要得到爱，需要得到赦免。
We all want to receive love, and we all want to receive compassion.
好，我们只做了那么一点点的努力。
If we just try a little bit harder,
神就已经完全的明白了。
God would understand entirely.
神就已经完全的接纳我们了。
God would accept us.
就好像这个孩子。
Just like the son.
他话没有讲完，父亲就已经接纳他了。
Even before he finished speaking, his father accepted him.
所以我们努力的进入至圣所。
So we have to strive to enter the Holy of Holies.
我们一定会有这个归回的那一种那一种喜乐。
So that we will have this joy of returning back.
再请看以赛亚书三十五章。
Let's now look at Isaiah chapter 35.
三十五章第十节。
Verse 10.
说这些被救赎的民，他们归回，而且是歌唱来到锡安。
And the ransom of the Lord will return, and they will enter Zion with singing.
来到锡安，来到神的地方。
They will come to Zion, to come to the place where God is.
不再被捆绑。
They are no longer bound.
是拥有那个真正的自由。
They have the true freedom.
自由是非常的宝贵的。
Freedom is very precious.
在生活当中，人都不断的在争取所谓的自由。
In a man's life, a man is always striving for that freedom.
那其实人常常所得到的是从一个不自由跳进去另外一个不自由。
But oftentimes, man is just jumping from one a place that has no freedom to another place that has no freedom.
就好像人很多的努力，只是从一个问题跳到另外一个问题。
Just like sometimes men strive very hard, but they're just jumping from problem to problem.
这个墙壁把一个洞补好了，另外又破了一个洞。
They will repair a hole in the wall, but another hole will appear in another part of the wall.
这是人很辛苦的地方。
And this is where man does a lot of hard work.
这是人很不幸的地方。
It is his hardship, and it is his he is unlucky in this way.
这就是为什么我们要努力的来成为移民，来进入至圣所。
And this is why we should become our best to be a remnant, to enter the Holy of Holies.
进入至圣所，我们就是来到这里所说的锡安。
To enter the Holy Holies is to enter Zion, like what is described here.
在那里才会拥有真正的自由。
There will be a true freedom.
我们是如何能够拥有自由？
And we would have this true freedom.
我们如何来拥有？
How do we have this everlasting freedom?
真理让我们得着自由。
The truth will give us freedom.
这是很有名的一句话。
This is a very famous phrase.
很多政治人物会用这一句话，真理让人得自由。
A lot of people will use this phrase to try to convince people to have freedom.
这句话是出于主耶稣所说的。
And this phrase is actually spoken by Jesus.
在至圣所里头有真理，我们遵守真理，我们要领受真正的自由。
In the Holy Holies, there is the truth, and if we accept this truth, then we will have the true freedom.
主耶稣如果让我们自由，我们就真自由了。
If Jesus gave us freedom, then we will become truly free.
在圣灵里头，我们要拥有真正的自由。
And the Holy Spirit, we will have this freedom.
所以，为什么成为少数却是那么好？
So this is why it is good to become those the few in number.
当我们进入了至圣所，我们拥有那一份真正的自由。
The remnant, because when we enter the Holy of Holies, we will have that true freedom.
以赛亚书三十五章第十节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10.
这里讲到说，下半句话讲到说，他们都必欢喜快乐。
It says that they will be glad and they will be joyful.
忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
And that sorrow and sighing will flee away.
这正是每一个人所想要拥有的。
This is what everyone wants to have forever.
因为看得见的这个人生充满着很多的忧愁叹息。
Because if you look at human life, it is filled with misery and with sighing.
哦，如果我们只是在至圣所外面，在那边徘徊，那么我们的生活会充满着很多的忧愁跟叹息。
If we just stand outside the Holy of Holies and we don't enter it, then our, we will be full of sorrow and sighing.
我们不能够否认的，我们带着这个血肉之体。不能够否认，我们带着血肉之体。
We cannot deny that we have this flesh and this body.
我们跟每一个人一样，带着血肉之体。
We are like everyone else with flesh and body.
我们信了主耶稣之后，我们没有变成超人。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we don't become like a Superman.
哦，每一个人都受时间跟空间的限制。
For everyone is limited by time and by a location.
哦，所以我们一样受时间跟空间的限制。
So we too are restricted by the time and by location.
哦，大家都努力的想要来跳脱这一个限制。
Everyone wants to exceed or jump the limits.
但是无论如何，带着这个血肉之体，它总是一个事实。
But if we're made of flesh and blood, this is a reality for us.
哦，所以这个血肉之体是只要活着一天，你是没有办法跳脱的。
So if you're flesh and blood and you're living, then you cannot escape these limitations.
哦，但是为什么有一些人他能够活得很平安、很喜乐
？But why do some people live their life full of joy, and happiness?
就好像他已经跳脱了这个肉体的辖制。
It is as if they have escaped the bondage of flesh.
圣经给我们一个答案。
The Bible gives us an answer.
哦，当我们走在神的道路上面。
That when we walk on the way of God.
哦，当我们很努力的来敬畏神，来遵守他的教训。
If we revere him and we worship him and we follow his teachings.
虽然我们是少数，但是我们进入了至圣所。
But we are few in number, we will enter the Holy of Holies.
我们的精神，我们的心灵，来让我们超越了这个肉体的限制。
And our spirit will exceed the limitations on our flesh.
哦，包括我们的 mind 都可以超越。
Including our mind will exceed this.
请看启示录二十一章。
Let's look at Revelations. That's 27.
二十一章。
Oh, 21.
启示录二十一章第三节。
Revelations chapter 21, verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”
Verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God."
哦，这个是一个很大的应许，说神的帐幕要在人间。
This is a great promise that the dwelling of God will be with man.
哦，这个不只是在讲将来，这个在讲现在。
This is not talking about the future; it is talking about the present.
哦，是的，在将来，神是一定跟我们同在。
Perhaps it is true in the future. It is true that in the future God will be with us.
哦，但是现在神就已经应许他要跟我们同在。
But also now God promises that He will be among us.
哦，尤其当我们是努力的来进入这个至圣所。
Especially when we're striving to enter the Holy of Holies.
哦，那我们要拥有怎样的内容生活内容
？So what kind of life should we be living?
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡。也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
第五节。
Verse 5.
坐宝座的说：“看哪、啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。”
5. He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new."Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true."
啊，当悲伤流眼泪的时候，我们需要得到安慰。
When we are sad or we're mourning or crying, we would need comforting.
啊，如果说眼泪还是在流，但是已经得到了安慰，这就够了。
But it is enough sometimes. If your tears are still flowing, but you have already received comfort in your heart.
哦，悲伤的时候会流眼泪，得安慰也会流眼泪。
Because sometimes you will be crying if you're sad, but sometimes you'll also be crying when you're comforted.
哦，这里说神要擦去我们的一切的眼泪。
But here God, it says that God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
在至圣所里头，我们要得到真正的安慰。
In the Holy of Holies, we'll receive the true comfort.
不再有死亡。
There will be no more death.
哦，当我们受洗，从水里上来，我们复活了。
When we are baptized and we arise from the water, we are resurrected.
我们又努力地来敬畏神，来遵守他的教训。
And we strive to honor God and to obey His teachings.
啊，第二次的死在我们身上就没有份。
And we would have another second death in our body.
啊，我们不会经历第二次的死。
Oh, when we would not undergo a second death in our body.
所以我们不再有死亡。我们不怕面对死亡的事情。
So we do not fear death, and we do not fear facing death.
是的，在这个人世间的生活里头，会遇到悲伤的事情、疼痛的事情。
It is true that within while we live among men, we will meet things that are sad.
但是我们有一个活泼的盼望。
But we have a living hope.
哦，这一些就算不得什么。
And these will count as nothing to us.
这些已经不是。最严重的事情。
These are not the most serious things.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 18.
我想起现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
Verse 18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
是的，在眼前，保罗说他有苦楚。
True, right in our eyes, they have suffering. Paul has suffering.
哦，保罗说他有饥饿的事情。
There's sufferings that happen with Paul.
饥饿啊，没有东西吃。
He is hungry.
哦，他眼前可能也曾经。啊，被鞭打过。
Perhaps he has been whipped before.
眼前他可能也啊，他被下在监牢过。
Perhaps he has been jailed before.
啊，眼前他可能生过病。
Perhaps he has been ill.
啊，这些都是苦楚。
These are all sufferings.
哦，但是这个已经不是什么太重要的事情。
But these are not serious matters.
哦，因为他有一个将来荣耀的盼望。
Because in the future he had a glory, he has hope.
哦，这就是为什么在启示录说不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛的事情。
That is why in Revelations is that there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain.
啊，有时候身体上的疾病并不是最痛的。
Sometimes having illness in your body is not the most painful.
那种内心的。啊，内心的痛，往往才是真正的痛。
It is the inner pain in your mind sometimes that is the most painful thing.
啊，但是这一种的痛，神可以医治。
But this kind of pain is a pain that God can heal.
哦，所以这个肉体的疾病是可以去面对，是可以去忍受的。
So sometimes our sufferings in our bodies are something we can face and that something we can endure through.
那神也总是怜悯我们。
And God has mercy and compassion on us.
哦，我们很多的见证是在病痛当中根本不需要用医生所开给他的这些很强的止痛药。
There are a lot of testimonies in which brothers and sisters did not need any of the strong medications while they were suffering through their illness.
旁边的人还要很着急地问，你真的不痛吗？你真的不痛吗？
People around them will ask frantically, are you in pain? Are you okay?
啊，真的不痛，没有疼痛。
But they would not feel any pain.
不但这样子，啊，我们请再看回。我们不用再看哈，那这个意思就是真的过着一个得胜的生活。
And this means that we have lived a victorious life.
哦，这个是每一个人所想要有的。
And this is something we all want to achieve.
哦，胜过自己的这一个限制。
To exceed the limitations placed on us.
哦，那我们一个基督徒，我们不但得胜，而且还有剩下。
So as a Christian, no, we will become victorious. We will live.
哦，因为有神给我们的道理。
Because God has given us His truth.
更重要的是。因为有神充满在我们里头的爱
，because God has filled within us His love。
所以希伯来书的作者说，这是一条又新又活的道路。
That's why in Hebrews they said this is a new and a living path。
在别人来看，这是一条窄的路。
In the eyes of other people, it is a narrow path。
保罗说：“我今日成了何等的人。
”Paul said, "Today I have become a new man."
我怎么能够？是少数，但是我过得这么的平安，这么的喜乐。
I don't have much, but I have been living so peacefully and so joyfully.
在别人来看我是少数的，但是我有平安，我有喜乐。
In the eyes of others, I'm the least, but actually, and I have few things, but actually, I'm full of peace and love.
因为我被呼召了。
Because I have been called.
我又很努力的来进入至圣所。
And I am striving to enter the Holy of Holies.
所以我是在神的这个草场上面的羊。
So I am a sheep within God's field.
我是一个胜过世界的人。
I am someone who have overcome earth.
我恢复了神创造之初的那一种形象。
I have been restored to the original creation of God.
我已经又回到了伊甸园的生活。
I have entered now into the life in Eden.
亚当在伊甸园，他看守修理那个伊甸园。
Adam was living in Eden and he was taking care of the Garden of Eden.
他是有something to do，他有事情可以做。
He had something he can do in the Garden of Eden.
神也为他造了他的配偶夏娃。
And God also created a helper for him.
他有something to love，他有可以去爱的对象。
Eve, so that he had something to love.
他是神所创造的。
He was created by God.
所以他相信这一位创造他的独一的真神。
So he believed in his maker.
在伊甸园里头有生命树，有生命树的果子。
In the Garden of Eden, there was the tree of a life.
那个是生命的盼望。
And it is a hope.
所以。他在伊甸园里头，他是有盼望的。
So that's why he had hope.
今天我们如果是在至圣所里头，我们正过着伊甸园的生活。
So today, if we're able to live in the Holy of Holies, we're living like a life in the Garden of Eden.
我们在至圣所里头，在侍奉神，我们是有工作可做。
We have something to do here. We are serving God.
那我们有这么多的弟兄姐妹让我们来爱。
We have a lot of brothers and sisters for us to love.
那我们也被爱。
And we are also loved in return.
那我们在这里，我们认识神，我们相信这一位独一的神。
Here we know God and we trust this God.
我们在这里正在享受生命树的果子。
And here we're enjoying the fruit of the tree of life.
因为我们知道。我们是有永生的。
Because we know that we have eternal life.
所以我们的在世界上，在这个虚空的世界里头，我们却是过着一个很充实、很有意义的生活。
So in this empty world, we're living a life full of meaning.
所以我常常想到，我就会，人家说偷笑，
So sometimes when I think about this, I would secretly laugh to myself.
也没有跟别人谈话，我就在笑。
I'm not speaking to anybody, but I would be laughing.
我并不是听到一个什么好笑的事情。
It is not because I heard a joke.
或者我想到一个好笑的事情。
Or I thought of something funny.
我是想到说我怎么这么幸福。
But it is because I'm thinking, how can I be so fortunate?
神让我能够很努力的来进入这个至圣所。
That God can allow me to strive to enter the Holy of Holies.
所以我越来越能够体会保罗所说的，我今日成了何等的人。
so that I can experience what Paul had experienced to become a new man, living man.
好，我们请看最后看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10.
第一句话说，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
Verse 10 says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
因为神的恩典，我今日成了 I am who I am, 我成了何等的人。
By the grace of God, I am now what I am.
我成了一个在至圣所里头来享有神拣选恩典的人。
I am someone in the Holy of Holies who can experience the grace of God.
所以有时候虽然在人来看我是少数，但是我活得有平安有喜乐。
Perhaps in the eyes of other people, I don't have much, but actually I'm living a life of joy and peace.
我们一起唱诗。